Today is Thursday, August 1st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is International Mahjong Day. It's also Respect for Your Parents Day. It's National IPA Day. Minority Donor Awareness Day. And, oh, two more. It's also National Girlfriends Day. Girl! And National Raspberry Cream Pie Day. I'm not a big fan of raspberries. Nothing really on this list is suiting me today. I'm not a huge fan of beer. Although I do feel like if I drank beer enough, I could form an appreciation for beer. But I've always been of the opinion beer is high calorie. It's alcohol. So you're poisoning your liver. You're also consuming more calories than you probably should. And you're getting drunk all the time, or tipsy if you're drinking beer. So if you're a person who does not like the flavor of beer, why would it be a goal to start liking it? I can understand seafood because seafood is good for you. It's served in a lot of places. It's healthy. It's, you know, all of those. And so me trying to get accustomed to seafood in our various chef's tables makes complete sense to me. But trying to make myself enjoy beer does not, I suppose, for the social aspects, because people have a beer together or whatever, but I don't know. But I do think if I drank it enough, I could probably get used to it. Wine is kind of that way. I don't love wine, but I've drunk enough wine now at various dinners and restaurants and things like that, that I can now enjoy a glass of wine with food and kind of feel like, oh yeah, this complements this thing that I'm eating. I may be full of shit, but I don't know. Mahjong, I've never played. Maybe I would love it. I do love games. So yeah, I was looking to see if we had contact earlier, and actually I started recording and I was looking to see if we had contact. And because I was looking at the beginning, because I this is live to tape, baby, I forgot what date it was and got all tongue twisted. And so I had to start over and start recording again because August is a new month. And I said July accidentally. And so I had to start recording again. But my plan was to look and see if we had any contact because I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? Nothing has occurred since the last episode other than work stuff, which is so fun to talk about. It's so boring for you guys, I'm assuming. But we have been watching the Olympics. I also don't want to spoil anyone, but I will just say a few things about the Olympics. And we will also talk about whatever has occurred in my life the past couple of days, which is nothing, but that's okay. Well, we will think of something to talk about. You and I, you dear listener and myself, we've got this covered. So I was talking to Mark, really the only, I love the Olympics. Like I love the sport of it. I love cheering for my country or even other countries, because for instance, I like it when Great Britain wins. Especially when it's diving, because Tom Daly, he's a gay diver, very hot. And I watch his YouTube channel, so I keep up with Tom Daly. So I like it when he gets a medal. And, you know, there are other stories where you think, oh, this country is coming back after not being at the Olympics for 50 years or never not meddling for the past 70 years. And that would be nice if they had a medal. So it's not just rooting for the U.S., but, you know. We like to root for our home team, right? But in the Olympics, I have very specific sports that I am interested in watching. And there are so many sports. And now that we have the internet, they pretty much put every, if it was recorded, it's in the app, which is good But it's also bad because before you had all of these, you had primetime Olympics coverage. It would be 2 or 3 hours and they would give you clips of all of the main, you know, the big time stuff. And that would save you time because you weren't having to watch the whole thing. And you would get your fix of the Olympics for the day. But I've decided we have the Peacock app. We pay for it. And I know Daniel and Zach do not have the Peacock app because Zach has some kind of vendetta against Peacock or against NBC. I'm not really sure what it is, but okay, fine. But we have it, and so they have the full event recording. And I don't even think that's full. I think it is cut down because the editing of this thing is they will just do hard cuts. The announcer will be talking and they'll just cut to another scene and it'll just cut off the announcer. So it's obviously like some sort of rough cut. But it's longer. It doesn't have any of the flashy, you know, stories that they put in the primetime coverage or whatever. So we've been watching those and they're over 2 hours apiece for these gymnastics competitions. And so getting through them is taking our whole night, and Big Brother is going on at the moment. And so we're getting a little bit behind on our television because we've got it. I want to watch the whole thing. I don't want to just watch the highlight reel. And so we're watching that. So we watched the men's, we watched the women's last night. I had spoiled myself. I knew who was going to win. Because you just can't open up any sort of Google news, social media app, anything like that. Especially when it's a big deal like women's gymnastics in the US. It's going to be on the front pages of everything. So I wasn't even searching for gymnastics, and I look at my phone and there's blah 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 gets gold, you know. Again, I don't want to spoil it. If there are people out there that want to, because part of the fun of watching a sporting event is not knowing who's going to win and that kind of anticipation you have. And so if you know ahead of time who's going to win, I don't think it's as fun. But we've been watching the gymnastics. We know who won the synchro diving. I wanted to watch that over the weekend because Tom Daly was participating in that. That was fun. And it's always, those Speedos get smaller and smaller every year. And sometimes they have the underwater camera and sometimes their little Speedo starts to come off a little bit and they have to pull it back up. You might see a little crack or something. I don't know. I sound like a kid who was looking at the JCPenney catalog to see somebody in their underwear. But so we watched that. That's fun. And I won't tell you who won in case you're one of those people who doesn't like spoilers, but it was exciting. It was exciting to watch. I would never be able to dive off of those really high platforms. The gymnastics, gymnastics is my favorite. And I think one of the reasons I like diving so much is because it's basically gymnastics in the air with, you know, a pool as your exit strategy. But they have changed one thing in recent Olympics where they've added this difficulty and you get a difficulty score and then you get, I can't remember, like your artistic score or something. And if your difficulty score is high enough, then you can, you know, your execution can be a little bit lower because your routine is so difficult. But what that means is all these stuck landings that we're used to back in my day, like when they're vaulting or floor exercise or whatever, where they normally would stick a landing or you would want to stick your landing. Now they're doing stuff that's so difficult and they're upping their starting score so much that nobody is sticking landings. There are all kinds of wobbles and balance checks on the balance beam and all this stuff, but they're like, oh my God, but the difficulty was so difficult on this. I think I would prefer the routines to be a little less difficult, but more fun to look at because A stuck landing is much more impressive to me than an extra twist, because how do I know how many twists you're doing? They're so fast, you can't count. Anyway, regardless, I love gymnastics, so we watch that. We are, like I said, we're behind on Big Brother, and I've got to get caught up because Big Fatty, he'll tell us who gets sent home and stuff. I mean, you wait. He didn't recently. He said somebody went home. Although I think he gave enough clues that you pretty much could figure out who it was. But he will give a spoiler away, so Mark and I have to keep up with that. So we're probably going to have to mix in some Big Brother tonight to our Olympics. Actually, though, I don't know if there's anything available, because, again, I'm only watching diving and gymnastics and maybe some of the swimming races. But even those, I'm less. Mark is watching almost everything. He's watching volleyball and water polo and, like, all of these other things. But I pretty much stick to the diving and the gymnastics. So other than that, just been working. I made burgers last night for dinner. We had hot dogs on Monday and we had burgers last night. So, and tonight we're just picking up fast food. So I haven't really cooked much this week of any substance, but I just haven't really, I've been busy. Work has been really busy the past few days. And I'm off work on Friday. So having to squeeze everything into 4 days, it's a tragedy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.